in the studio today, a couple of improv actors from the show Second City Comedic Rhapsody. Rhapsody playing now at the DCPA Garner Galleria Theater. Now, Second City is the first name in laughter, a place that has launched so many careers. Opening in 1959 in Chicago, comedic stars have trained and performed there, including the likes of John Candy, Gilda Radner, Tina Fey, Chris Farley, and many more. Now, this brand new review featuring the best sketch comedy and songs from our history and new classics and their trademark improvisation performed by Second City Touring Company's best, brightest, and funniest stars. All right. Good morning, Kat McDowell and Bill Letts. Welcome to KUVO Community Connection.
Good morning. Hi, Tree. Thanks for having us.
You are so welcome. You like the Mile High City?
Oh, yes.
Love
it's
it.
Great.
We're having a blast.
Yeah, it's great.
This is good. Okay, Bill, let's start with you.
Okay.
Can you share with us your feelings when you received the word that you secured the role in Second City? And where were you when you heard it?
This is a really great question. I was overjoyed. It's like been a long journey. There's a lot of training that goes into it. And I think like when you officially get the offer, it was after COVID. So it was like a mixed bag of like being able to get back on stage in front of an audience and then also getting to do it professionally. So I just, you know, like very excited and very like, sort of like let my shoulders down a little bit.
Okay.
Sort of like relaxed into it. I think that's the feeling that I had. Yeah.
Very good. Now, Kat, when did you join Second City? And can you explain to our audience how you build a comedy improv scene?
Oh, I love that question. So my first professional gig with Second City was in 2015 on a cruise ship.
Wow.
And Bill did one of those too. So we did these like 4-month contracts on cruise ships, which was honestly super fun. And then I've been in and around it since. And then with this specific group, I started performing with this group about a month ago. So that's been super fun. And in terms of creating a scene, there's a lot of ways to create a scene. I would bet that Bill and my favorite way to create a scene is to get like a suggestion from the audience, then to improvise a scene together. We have no idea what it's going to be about. And then we're like, oh, that was cool. That time we were standing outside of Starbucks and they started to fall in love. Oh, let's improvise that again. And then we do it again and again and again and until we hone in on a cool scene. And there is a scene in our show that Bill and Preston, a wonderful castmate, that they actually did that with. And it's my favorite scene in the show.
That's fabulous. Wow, that's incredible. Now, Bill, where did you and when did you, I guess I should say, when did you learn the art of improv, the artistry of it?
When did I learn it? I guess it's like I started training, right?
Right.
And then I guess when I really got to know what it was like was when I was like officially like on some improv teams and like forming teams with like friends. So you have like an ensemble and then I'm like, oh, this is how it works. It's like, you know, building things together rather than just like getting out there and like telling jokes, if that makes sense. You like find the funny together rather than going out there and being like, here's my joke for today.
And I'm sure it's a lot easier with more than one person.
It's always, yeah, always better, always easier.
So is it better with, let's say, 3 people versus 5 or is it the more the merrier?
It depends on what you want. And I think it's like, it's we have a really great ensemble. You have to have like a really great ensemble that works well together to like build. If there's 6 people on stage, you have to like be able to like wait for your turn to sort of speak and sort of, you know, build things together, give and take, all of that. You know, it's like there's different levels to it. So if you have like 2 people in a scene, that's going to be, you know, a more patient scene. If you have 6 people, everyone's going to be screaming at some point. So
and there's nothing wrong with that as long as it's funny, right?
You need it. Yeah, right.
Right.
And you need that energy sometimes.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Okay, so Kat, what do you love about the improv comedy and what's your favorite part of this comedy skit?
Oh, man. Tree, I gotta say, these are fantastic questions.
Very good question.
Like, it's making my heart really happy to be talking like this with you.
Great.
I love that you can come on stage and not know what's gonna happen and then a little moment happens or a suggestion happens, and then we build. I mean, I not to be too pointed, but it's like jazz. Like it's like, oh, you're flowing this way, and then like, oh, I'm following you. Okay, now it looks like we're going this way. Oh, okay, now we're building something together, and we didn't know this was like the solo I was going to take today, but like this is what I'm feeling, and I'm going to go with it. The fact that we get to do that, and it's not all just totally scripted, and you don't know what's going to happen next. That's my favorite thing about this art form and building it with people that I love, like this guy. Like, we were on some of those indie teams together, and getting to do that is, like, it makes my heart sing. And so my like I said, I love that scene in the show. It's called College because the guys, they improvised it together and they created it together. I also, we have some fantastic singers in this cast, and the music in the show is, like, for considering we kind of just, like, do sketch comedy and improv, the fact that this cast is so musical impresses me. The first time I saw them perform, I was like, man, I can't wait to join these guys, you know? It's like a band.
That's amazing. Yeah. I loved your definition of how it works in, like, jazz, because you don't know which solo you're going to take at that particular moment until you start your solo. I really believe that.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's funny that you talk about music, because that was my next question is, there's a lot of music in this comedy. Which one of you loves to sing?
I think we both. Yeah. We both love to sing.
Kat's a wonderful musician. She plays a lot of instruments. I just like to sing. I can't really play
Bill,
any instruments.
Bill wrote a beautiful song that is in this show, which I don't know if I can say on the radio what it's about. I don't know if it's appropriate.
Well, what's the name of it? Or can we say that?
It's called Tiny Useless Nipple.
Oh.
And sort of just gives a point of, like, a perspective. You get to hear perspective from somebody you don't really often get to hear the perspective from.
Oh, okay.
It personifies what it feels to be, like,
useless.
Oh, I'm useless, but it's so beautiful. It's really genuinely beautiful. It does come from the perspective of a male nipple.
Okay.
And I just love it.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Okay. Now,
we're really doing it.
Okay, you are really
it's
doing
morning.
It. Now, Second City Comedian Rhapsody is running now through August 11th at the DCPA Garner Gallery Theater. Try to say that fast three times.
Can't.
You can't.
We tried earlier.
Bill, Kat, I want to thank you for taking the time away from your laughing comedy to come down here and laugh with me at KUVO Jazz.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, we have had a blast.
Yeah, this is great.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.